morning and welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. Did you ever wonder how plants tell time? Do they have watches? Well, I don't know. Why the moonflowers ope at night or poinsettias bloom in time for the holidays, Christmas? We'll take a look. A topic this hour is also zombie trees with Rich Weiland of Davy Trees. What are they on this Halloween Eve? We'll find out. We also have some November chores. Joni's taking a look at the cabbage family. Yeah. Kelly Velez is at the controls. Teresa Watkins, Joni, and I are hosting a program from our homes. So please join Kelly, Teresa, Rich, Joni, and me to make sure you get the gardening information you need. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, the Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that'll get you there. Our battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has everything you need to take on your to-do list. Shop online, pick up at any of over 9,000 local Steel dealers. Find yours at stihldealers.com. Available participating dealers.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.
Here's an important COVID-19 announcement for businesses and schools. Has the COVID-19 pandemic stalled or disrupted your business or normal schedules? Has your revenue dropped drastically? Are your customers anxious about coming back into shop? Well, we've got great news. Pulse Innovations has developed a thermal system with facial and temperature recognition that can end your troubles right now. Everyone knows that one of the fastest and most reliable ways to identify COVID and other viruses is to detect fever. Our new high-tech development can scan up to 20 people all at once from 10 feet away to provide an immediate reading of those that may have a temperature. This system can give your customers a peace of mind when coming into your business. Call us for free details and a free no-obligation demo. Call right now and get that peace of mind.
800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. 800-734-5114. That's 800-734-5114.
Good morning and welcome to your Better Lawns and Gardens program. I hope we all know early Sunday morning we push the clocks back an hour. We go off daylight savings time onto Eastern Standard Time. Now here's the big question. Do plants really care? They're so on time as to flowering and fruiting, so how do they know when it's the right time of the year? What time of the year it is at all? We all know that crepe myrtles flower in summer, but have stopped blooming about now unless something's happening. I have seen them in bloom during the winter, and why? Well, it's not normal, but we'll tell you why. Also, we have poinsettias, calanchoe, Christmas cactus getting ready to bloom. What tells them is the season to flower? Well, we'll take a look here in just a little bit. We also have some November chores you might want to get started. And zombie trees just in time for Halloween. Good morning again. I'm Tom McCubbin, a host of Better Lawns and Gardens, along with Teresa and Joni, and I'm an extension agent emeritus with the University of Florida. Our books for those who love gardening include Month by Month Gardening in Florida, Florida's Getting Started Guide, and Teresa has several in a line of a gardener's compendium. Neat books, and we mentioned some of the things about them last week. Thanks for stopping by for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. We are awaiting your phone calls at 407-916-5400. As to the calls, you might want to wait until about midway through the program when we start to get some time free where we can take your calls. Or you can text us at any time, and that's at 23680, 23680. That's the text number. It's a good time to have that gardening question answered or just make a comment. Hour number one, we're discussing zombie trees with Rich Weiland of Davy Trees. I've heard of oaks, maples, elm trees, but what is a zombie tree? A new variety? I don't know. Joni is not a cabbage fan member, I have to tell you that.
No.
But she's going to tell us about them anyway, okay? I asked her to do that, especially since I like most of the cabbage family members. I'm not a big kohlrabi fan, but I like other things. Hour number two, Heather Mahoney, founder of the City of Bass Conservancy in Inverness, joins us. And both Teresa and me to discuss the bat habitats and their importance in our environment. Another great topic for Halloween. Webpage is up for October. November starts tomorrow. We'll have all that up. I got all the information into the webmaster. But right now, you can take a look at my bananas. The banana clusters are swelling. They're plumping out. Joni has the paper wasp story still, and we'll have much more there. It's at betterlawns.com. Right now, Kelly Velez is at the controls in the studio. He'll be answering your phone calls. Teresa, Joni, and I are hosting the program from our homes. You can contact us at 407-916-5400 or text us at 23680 or get up on our Facebook, Better Lawns and Gardens. Four trash cans full of weeds and stuff this week to be made into compost and so forth. And good morning, everybody.
Tom, good morning, Joni. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning.
Everybody
good
morning. There? we are up on the air, right?
Yeah.
I hope everybody had a great week. Semi-hot for me, but cooler weather is here. I'm kind of liking the cooler weather. I don't know about you all.
It was wonderful going out, and I mean, I literally thought, oh, I need to take a sweater with me. Isn't that so Floridian?
Yeah. Well, I have a jacket in my truck year-round. You never know when you're going to get some kind of cool situation. And, Kelly, when you came in this morning, temperature out there was about 60 degrees.
Oh, it was beautiful.
I know, and the moon was out. Everybody see the moon this morning?
The moon was gorgeous.
It's definitely Halloween time.
It's a blue moon. Yeah. We've had two full moons this month.
Yep, yeah. Two moons. This is a beautiful one. It'll be full moon tonight. And it comes up, I think, at about 6:50, somewhere around there tonight. So it'll be just in time for people going out trick-or-treating, I guess, if you're going out. By the way, Beverly sent me a note, and she said it was 50 up in Tallahassee, 70s for the daytime. She got an inch of rain. And guess what? The paper white narcissus are starting to pop up.
Wow.
Yeah.
I saw her emails, and I haven't responded yet, but she's got a fabulous place up there. That's amazing.
Yeah, she has cannas. She has cassias in bloom. She has the Florida rose in bloom. And so everything's looking great. So I'm happy to hear that. Let's see. Halloween tonight. I guess, you know, I don't know what to expect as far as trick-or-treaters. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know if there's going to be many people going out. And not that they don't want to. I just think that protocols and everybody's kind of leery of knocking on doors. So, you know, I think it'll be quiet tonight.
Yeah, what do you think, Kelly?
Yeah, same thing. I think with everything going on, people might relax, but that's just me thinking.
Yeah, I'll
or just
be out
among
there with
neighbors. Yeah.
I'll be out there with my mask on. I know we'll have some neighbor kids coming around. Here's my theory on trick-or-treats, especially the treats. don't buy anything that you're not going to want to eat yourself.
That is true. That's true.
So right here in the studio with me is my three big boxes of goodies. And they're little things of cookies and crackers and stuff like that, you know, prepackaged that I can give out. But if I don't give them out, I know they will get eaten. I'm not worried.
What do you mean, honey?
Yeah, I know. Don't worry about it. Now, here's my big question to everybody here. If you could go out trick-or-treating, what would you be? What would you dress up as? And I will go first.
Okay.
I would go as a scarecrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
that
just
would
think
be...
I've got so many things I'd like to scare out of my yard. So, especially the rabbits that chewed up my corn last year. By the way, we had corn from the garden last night.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you, it's not the best-looking corn in town. I'm not proud of it, but it was good corn. Silver King, not Silver Queen, but Silver King. Good corn, right, Joni?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Yeah, Joni had 2 ears.
I want more.
Yeah, we'll have a little bit more.
Tonight, hopefully. Well,
no, not tonight.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so I'd be a scarecrow keeping things out of my garden. Teresa, what would you like to be?
I look good in black, so I would always be a witch in black.
I thought maybe you'd be a Scottish dancer or something.
Yeah, it's kind of warm to wear the kilt, and so I do have that, but it's a little warm for that.
Yeah. Kelly, if you could dress up to something, what would you do?
I might have to be a zombie tree, to tell you the truth. I'm a little tall, you know, I think it fits everything that we're doing today.
Yeah, that would go in with the program. Yeah, and Joni?
What?
What would you be if you had to dress up?
I got to think about it.
Well, I bet you'd be what you always are, a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, you naughty boy, you're in big trouble now.
Yeah, but you've done that before. You dressed up as a witch.
I've seen you as a witch, Joni, yes.
Woo-hoo.
You have a good costume.
Yeah, yeah. The fondest memory I have of Joni as a witch was one Halloween.
Yeah.
She decided to go around the neighborhood and see what everybody else was doing. So here she is out on her bicycle with the witch's hat and the black outfit.
True.
And it kind of looked like a witch riding on a broom.
The worst thing about that, it's true.
Yeah.
It was true.
Okay, we know that daylight saving times ends. We set the clocks back. And what else do we have to remember to do, Teresa?
We have to make sure that we're turning our irrigation systems back to once-a-week watering. Now's the time to do it.
Yep, exactly right. So make sure you're doing that.
We don't need to have more than that. So it's important to get your plants, especially if you're overwatering, to get them weaned off of the twice-a-week watering. And wintertime's the best time to do it.
Yeah, if you need to do some spot watering, you can do a handheld. That's okay.
Yeah.
Now, here's my big question. How do plants tell time? We know how to tell time. We got clocks. So how do they tell time? And it's by daylight is what it is.
Yes.
Some plants like poinsettias, Christmas cactus, calanchoes, mums, and crepe myrtles are all light sensitive. And they find that it's not the length of the day, but the shortness of the night or length of the night. And poinsettias, we call them short day plants, Christmas cactus, calanchoes, and mums. And crepe myrtles are long day plants. You ever notice when the crepe myrtles bloom?
When we got the hottest, the heat of the day, the longest part of sunlight.
Yeah, exactly. Have you ever seen them bloom in midwinter?
No.
Okay, I'll tell you, I have. And I actually had one in my yard that was blooming in midwinter. Here's the reason. The street light over top of it.
Yes, that's right.
it made it think it was long days. Have you ever been in a parking lot, you know, where they have fast food places where they're open 24 hours, stuff like that, and there's the crepe myrtle there? I've seen those blooming in midwinter. Here's the problem, that when they do that type of growth and blooming, they become more sensitive to winter damage.
Oh.
And during the 80s, that one crepe myrtle under the street light at my house froze to the ground. We hardly ever.
Oh. Wow.
That's
a good thing to have.
So what makes camellias and azaleas bloom in the wintertime then?
That has to be the short days. They have to
the
be short
days.
Days.
Yeah. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Here's the other one that interesting that light has an effect on would be moonflowers and 4 o'clocks.
Yes.
Moonflowers open at nighttime, 4 o'clocks open about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. So, which that's makes interesting.
Sense. Yeah, and that has to be just the sun going up and down, which would affect them. Huh. And then we have a group of plants that don't give a darn, okay? We call them day-neutral plants. Tomatoes, corn, cucumbers, some strawberries are day-neutral. And here's one, the petunias, and this one here, one person said they just defy any categorization. And they say the petunias flower regardless of the day length, but flower earlier and more profusely with long days, which makes it kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Kind of neat. Yeah, we haven't gotten to our things to do list that Teresa and I have, but I tell you what, we're going to take a break because we have zombie trees up next. Kelly wanted to be dressed as a zombie tree, so we'll talk about zombie trees, find out what they are. Rich Weiland's going to be with us from Davy Tree. And he'll be bringing us up to date. I can't wait to see what his definition of a zombie tree is. Well, I have some text messages. Probably a good time to text to us, 23680. I'm Tom McCubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
You've got the Earth and the Moon the same distance from the Sun, but there's a 60-degree difference in temperature, and that difference is basically 2 trillion tons of naturally occurring carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. Today, we have 3 trillion tons of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. If 2 trillion tons makes a 60-degree difference, 1 trillion tons of extra carbon dioxide is really going to warm things up. Learn more at volofoundation.org.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
One time he forgot to fuel up the boat. And it wouldn't be the first time he left his tackle box behind. On one trip he even headed out without his lucky hat. And seems he almost always forgets to wear his sunscreen. But he never forgets to wear the one thing that could save his life. Life jackets save lives. Wear it, Florida.
Visit myfwc.com for more information.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning to you. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens on this Halloween Day Eve. We're trying to make this a little bit of a Halloween-type program here. But I've got one question here, a text message coming in. We'll sneak this one in real quick. And Teresa says, do I still have time to weed and feed my lawn? It's okay with me. How about you?
Yeah, we got still warm temperatures. Sure.
Yep. Go ahead. So you still have time? I try to be getting it done within the next week or so anyway, if at all possible. Yeah. Now, Kelly said he wanted to be a zombie tree for Halloween, or he would do that. And I'm going to be a scarecrow. Joni and Teresa are going to be witches. And I guess we can find out what Rich Weiland's going to be. Rich Weiland is district manager with Davy Tree in Naples, Florida. Rich, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Rich.
We're all figuring out what we want to be for Halloween. And Kelly, our producer, says he's going to be one of your zombie trees. So my guess with Davy Tree, you're going to have to be a tree of some sort.
Maybe a mummy tree.
A mummy tree. There you go.
Write that down, Tom.
I will. I'm going to. Hey, Rich, I've heard of oaks, maples, and elm trees. But we need a definition of a zombie tree.
Ooh.
Well, a zombie tree, they're the living dead. They're pretty much checking out because something or someone has affected its health. So after a storm, you see immediate damage done to trees, uprooted, broken branches, big things that catch your eye. But the small things that you don't see could stress a tree out. Over years, good vascular system, but has a lot of decay inside that you can't see.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, could it be a tree that we're seeing that at least from the amateur's eyes looks okay, but really isn't?
Definitely. Yeah, you could go by a tree every day and it looks, there's new leaves on it. It looks healthy. There could be something majorly wrong with it.
Yeah, that's why they need an expert like you. To come in and take a
right.
look.
It's always good. Yeah, always good to have an ISA certified arborist come look at your trees yearly.
Yeah. Go ahead, Teresa.
I was just going to say, so Rich, are some trees more susceptible? I mean, Tom mentioned oak, maple, and elm, but what other trees? Does it happen to all trees?
Yeah. I mean, oak, maple, and elm, those trees, any tree can be susceptible. Down here in Florida, you got the ficus tree. So, in a storm, you've seen those, I'm sure, after Irma, the most recent one that we've had down here in the south. There are so many ficus trees that uprooted because of the shallow root system.
Yeah.
So, having a shallow root system, it's not as stable.
Yeah. I have to tell everybody, you're down in Naples, but you've beat the rent around the state, so you've been all over Florida, so I understand.
Yeah. Davy Tree is nationwide.
Yeah.
And throughout Canada.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Now, the one tree, we have a number of oaks here, but we have particularly the live oak and the laurel oak, and it looks like to me out of those two oaks, the laurel oak is very susceptible to being a zombie tree.
Yeah, it all depends on causes and environmental stresses, pretty much. You got nutrient deficiencies, storm damage, cracks that you may not see. That could, invite pests and disease into the tree. Construction damage, compaction, depends on where the tree is. If it gets, run over by cars a lot, the compaction of the soil reduces the oxygen and the nutrients that can get to it.
Lot with construction when they're building new homes, and all the contractors and the workers, they park underneath the trees. And so that can't be good for them.
Right. Right, yeah, and you can get an arborist out there to set up a system, fences and whatnot, so they can won't be able to get to those root zones before construction to help save the trees.
Yeah. So a zombie tree is a tree that's going to go out, and we as often can't spot it, I guess. So how can the homeowner spot a zombie tree? You know, what do they look for?
Main thing is tip dieback or leaf discoloration. Mushrooms, if you see a big cavity, dead limbs, you know, that's a dead giveaway if you see some big dead limbs in there. That's a few.
Yeah. Now, can you help these trees? Can an arborist help the tree?
Yeah, most of the time we can. It just depends on, you know, how far gone it is and if we can bring it back. So definitely we can help.
So, Rich, how would you, prevent it from even happening? You talked about the ficus trees going, you know, having a shallow root system. What are some good best management practices when you're establishing a tree that would help prevent zombie trees?
Fertilization is a great one. It replaces the lost nutrients from the hot summers and the storms. It helps improve resistance to damage, from insects, diseases, and the stressful weather. Pruning is another really good prevention. Heavy canopies before hurricane season or during hurricane season can the winds can push the tree over more easily. So you can have those thinned out properly so that the wind can go through it. Dead limbs equals dead weight, get those dead limbs out of there. You don't want to have a dead limb fall on anybody.
Sure.
Yeah. Now, you know, in our neighborhood, I see trees where they've pruned off all the lower limbs, and all you have are these big branches at the top with lots of leaves on them. That's not good pruning to me. That's not what we're supposed to do, is it?
No, it's not. It's called lion's tailing, and it may look good, but to some people, but those heavy ends on the branches in the wind, it's like a weight on the end of the limb. So when the wind blows, it puts more stress and could break more easily.
Yep, I see that. I worry for those people that have that type of tree there. Now, if a tree, we have a lot of trees that were never trained, and we have trees with twin trunks, and you can just see them, two trunks just growing right together. Eventually, they're going to push apart, right?
Yeah, like oak trees, you have multiple leaders in there. And once they get older, you can't train them. So you can try to get a central leader. Over the years, you can try to develop one. But as a mature tree, the best thing to do is thin it out and take any decayed limbs out and reduce the size if needed.
Kind of lighten the load.
So, Rich, this time of the year, there's a lot of things scary in the landscape, and I see trees that have been really hacked back very poorly, and that I know that's detrimental to the tree. How would somebody find a tree company? What would they ask? Because these people sometimes go around and just say, hey, your tree needs trimmed, and I'll do it for you. What should somebody ask when selecting a tree company?
Main thing is if they're a certified arborist, you want to make sure that they're, they have the information on what properly to do. Another big thing is make sure they're licensed and insured. Insurance is one of the most essential things that you need. It helps with, protection for anyone who might get injured on your property. Look for workers' compensation and liability insurance. Reputation is another one. You want to make sure the tree company has a good reputation. You can always ask for references.
Yeah. Do tree companies mind sharing that with you? I sometimes kind of feel timid. I bet a lot of homeowners do, too, about asking somebody, hey, do you have insurance? Do tree companies mind sharing that information?
No. For Davey, we like it. When you ask for our insurance, it's sort of a prerequisite. Like, you want a good tree company and not Joe with a chainsaw or whoever. come into your house on a ladder with no safety equipment. You want to make sure that we're capable of doing the work, and having that insurance shows that.
Yeah, you know what a lot of people don't realize, is, to my understanding, if somebody comes on your property and doesn't have insurance and gets injured, it becomes your responsibility. Is that the way you understand it?
Yeah, I believe it goes under your homeowner's insurance.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't want anybody to get hurt, but if they do and they don't have insurance, yeah, you could be paying that bill, your insurance agency, for that company's bill for the injury.
Yeah. How often do you think somebody ought to have a tree company come in and check their trees, especially when they're getting kind of bigger size?
It just depends on what trees you have. If they're just palm trees on your property, you know, every couple of years. But once a year wouldn't be bad. Most companies come out free of charge to assess your trees. So I would say once a year.
Yeah.
Is there a better time of the year to do that?
Down here in Florida, I mean, there's a lot of snowbirds that come in and out. So, and then you got hurricane season. So the best time would probably be in the spring before hurricane season.
Very good.
Anytime.
And what about palm trees? Does Davy Tree Company handle palm trees too as well?
Yes. Yes, we do. We trim them, remove them. You know, a lot of palm trees, different varieties have Ganoderma, which is sort of it's a good zombie tree because it looks healthy, but it can fall over. And, it doesn't get the nutrients it's needed. The only way to tell that you have Ganoderma is a mushroom at the base, and it can transfer to trees, other palm trees.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that palms have problems just like other trees. I was out the other day, you know, you spot one that has a hollow center, and you know it's going to fall over sooner or later, depending on how bad the hollow is. But they have problems just like regular trees.
Definitely, yeah. And also with palm trees, there's a lot of trees that aren't native that people bring here, and the soil is not bright soil for it to thrive. You know, down here in Florida. So you supplement it with fertilization is always a good thing.
Yeah, don't give them a rocket cut. I hate it when all you see is it.
Right.
if that's being done, you know you didn't get the right company.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. It's down here in Naples. You got code 2, 9 and 3 or 45-degree angle with the palm fronds. Yeah. And when you do that, hurricane cut where there's only a few fronds on top, they get pencil pointing because there's not enough nutrients for the trunk, and it actually, just like a pencil point, when you sharpen it gets more narrow, and then in the storm is more susceptible to break at that point.
Yeah, very good. Rich, thank you very much. We appreciate it. You've taught us about zombie trees, and we can go out there and spot them and then call you all and help get everything taken care of. Okay.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, you have a great gardening day, and we'll be back. We're going to take a break at this point in time, and when we come back, Joni's on. She's going to be talking about some of my favorite vegetables, cabbage and others, although it's not one of her favorite vegetables.
Oh.
Yeah. And you can text us, 23680, and probably right now is a good time to give us a call. You can get right up online with us. Number here is 407-916-5400. I'm Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim getting your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you tired of dodging the IRS for back taxes? Are you curious about potential new options available to you because of COVID-19? The coronavirus has forced the government to take extensive actions, making this the most opportunistic time for you to finally restructure or even resolve your tax debt with the IRS. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, and are experiencing hardships because of the impact of COVID-19, you could qualify for more aggressive resolution plans with the IRS. Tax Advocate Group has specialists ready to help you determine your eligibility for these programs. Act now before it's too late. This could be your best chance to resolve your tax debt. If left unresolved, your debt will continue to accumulate penalties and interest and eventually be subject to serious and punitive collection activity. Call to take advantage of these temporary tax relief options to resolve your tax debt today.
Call 800-819-6675. That's 800-819-6675. Again, 800-819-6675.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy to have you with us. Now's a good time to start calling 407-916-5400. Give you that number again, 407-916-5400. Give Kelly somebody to talk to. He gets a little lonely in the studio there. Well, you can call and he'll get you up online there. Teresa, I got a question for you. Have
Sure.
you noticed that plants, we talked about zombie trees, that some plants and turf just seems to be stressed out after this summer?
Yes. I just was going through zoysia grass just this last week, and it is very stressed out. I think it's just because we've had so much water. I've had a giant bird of paradise in a client's yard just fall right over, and it was rotted on the inside, and it doesn't get irrigation.
Wow. Yeah. Huh. I agree. It just seems like all the extended rains, and we had a number of days where it was rained every day, but not a lot of rain, and my vegetable garden got stressed out. I mean, the tomatoes picked up leaf spots, the cucumbers and squash were having trouble growing, but now that the rains have backed off, they look a lot better. They're happy. And I just have the top of one of my got-to-do lists here is that lawns are thin due to early fall heat and rains, and kind of important that we give them some good care if you haven't done that at this time. So
yeah, they've just got a little while to do it. You want to do it a few months before the, you know, stressful weather of winter happens, and that's right now.
Yeah, I'm predicting maybe a warm winter this year. I don't know.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the last time I predicted that, we had a freeze.
Yeah, because the Farmer's Almanac is saying that we're having a wet, chilly winter.
Yeah, well, chilly I can handle. That goes into warm. I just don't want to freeze. Hey, let's get Joni in. What do you say? Bring her
there
in with the cabbage story. Okay, Joni, you're on. There you
go. Oh, I'm
There's
on.
Your,
okay.
Your music is up and running.
Oh, I like it. Okay. Vegetables in the cabbage family were originally found growing wild in the Mediterranean area. They've been cultivated by many generations of farmers for over how long? Do you think?
I don't know.
2,000 years.
Wow!
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you around then?
You were. I was.
Although they appear very different: kale, cabbage, kohlrabi, cauliflower, broccoli, Brussels sprouts are all the same type of plant.
Yeah.
The differences in these plants were introduced over thousands of years of human cultivation and selective propagating. Cabbage was first grown in the 5th century BC as a leafy vegetable. At that time, plants with the largest leaves with most desired. So only seeds from the largest leaf plants were saved and propagated. These larger leaf plants were known as kale. Kale actually means cabbage of the larger leaf plants. We're known as kale. It's a vegetable garden with a head and continues to be grown today. In the first century A.D., preferences changed to wanting plants with a tight cluster of young, tender leaves in the center of the plant. Plants were developed, propagated, and popularity increased. As more time passed, the cabbage head as we know today was born. From there in Germany, kale plants with short, fleshy stems were being developed. Stems became more and more flat, giving us kohlrabi. Kohlrabi is a word being stem turnip.
Yeah, exactly.
Stem turnip.
Tastes like cabbage cooked.
In the 15th century, cauliflower was developed. 100 years later, broccoli were being grown in Italy. In Belgium, in the 18th century, selections of cabbage plants began producing large number of large, tightly packed, leafy buds along the main stem. We know these vegetables today as Brussels sprouts, which meaning garbage cabbage wearing gems. Now that we know the
garbage cabbage?
Yeah. Bearing gems. Now that we know the where, the when, and how long all these wonderful vegetables have been around, I think we need to talk about cheese sauce.
Yeah, cheese on broccoli and cauliflower.
Next week.
Most of the ones you were talking about are all of the same genus and species, Brassica oleracea, and so they're all, very tightly related there, which is kind of interesting. So I think even mustard is a brassica. I'm pretty sure that collard is the same thing. Kohlrabi is the same thing. And I'm paging through my book, Florida Homegrown, The Edible Landscape, and mustard is a brassica juncea.
So the things will keep on doing that, huh?
They're all very tightly related.
Yes.
Kind of neat.
Yes, yes.
You like cabbage type things, don't you, Teresa?
I certainly do. I love cabbage, especially on St. Patrick's Day with corned beef. And I love Brussels sprouts. I could eat Brussels sprouts all the time.
I do, too. But, we have trouble with Brussels sprouts here.
I've never been able to grow them.
It gets too hot for them too quick. So anyway, hey, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a text message. If you want to give us a call, you certainly can. The number here is 407-916-5400. That's 407-916-5400. You can give us a call, and we'll be happy to talk with you about anything that you want to discuss. We have one here. They have a peach tree that's about a year old, 6 feet tall. It has never bloomed, so we'll see what we can say about that when we come back. How's that sound? I'm Tom Cubbin. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Have you ever considered what the Bible says about the role of government? It says for people who serve in government, they are actually ministers of God, chosen to serve God and their fellow man. And two, government is called to protect its citizens from evil within and enemies without. And three, government is called to make laws, uphold justice, and punish evil. With no government, evil would run rampant. No government is perfect because it's made by man and led by man. But government is God's chosen means to maintain order in society. So remember, pray for your government servants, from the president to public school teachers, from the chief justice to your local police, and do your part to help our government be more of what God intends it to be through your vote and good citizenship. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
With so much talk about government's role in our lives, we've forgotten that God established our governments and made it clear that we should be good, law-abiding citizens. RightFromTheHeart.org has resources to help support our government God's way.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for joining us today on Better Lawns and Gardens. If you want to give us a call, now's the time, 407-916-5400. I'll say it slow. Joni says I say it too fast. 407-916-5400. And you'll be talking to Kelly. Kelly is very pleasant, I guarantee you, so he won't bite or anything like that. Just give him a call, and he will get you fixed up online here. Right when we were about ready to come back on the air, I was telling Teresa, I see a piece of sweet potato pie in my future very soon. I got one. I love all these
pumpkin pie for breakfast.
Well, yeah, pumpkin pie is good, too. Sweet potato pie tastes just about like it. And white potato pie is a little more mild than we used to have that. Joni likes blueberry pie, right, Joni?
Yes, I do.
And our daughter likes apple pie. So
yeah.
when I'm out at the store, I am looking for all the different pies. And pecan pie, I like that. Key lime pie. I guess I just like all the pies. I don't know.
I love pies, too.
Yeah.
It's the pastry. It's
I
the
agree
pastry.
With you. Where do you live?
let's do a couple of these. Well, she lives right next to the expressway, so you can hop on and off.
Thank you,
dear. It says, as I mentioned when we took a break here, I have a peach tree that is about a year old and 6 feet tall. It has never bloomed. what can I do? I mean, it's only a year old. Wow.
Yeah, give it some time. And, you know, just, it's still a little young. It's still establishing its roots. And I would just make sure you're on a good fertilizing routine, and next year should be better, next spring.
Yeah, and you know, some peach trees are in flower right now, and that is because they do not need a lot of cold, in at least in most of Florida. And so when that happens, they drop their leaves early in the fall, it forces the flower buds out. And so some of them are flowering now. You'd rather not have them flowering now, but there's plenty of buds on the stems. But a tree that's only a year old, you may need a couple of years. You may get a few flower buds come spring. Spring for us is January, February. But it's not going to be one that's just going to come into bloom very heavily the first year or two. And then you'll get some flower buds.
So do you recommend, like with citrus trees, that you pull the fruit off and let it not have fruit for a couple of years?
You know, I can't do that.
I can't do it either. Life's too short. Let the poor peach tree have peaches.
I'll leave some on. Normally the tree does its own thinning. And not only that, the Caribbean fruit flies normally get them anyway. hey, I had this biggest peach one time. I mean, it was the size of a softball. And there's a Caribbean fruit fly there just laying its eggs on it. Okay, here's one from Karen. It says, what can you tell me about a 3 to 4 inch slug, dark top, tan bottom? It's climbing my sliding glass doors. I say it's a peeping slug.
There you go. That same thought came through to my head. It's out on its morning walk.
So it's a big slug. There's no doubt about it. But we grow some big slugs in Florida.
Yeah.
And it's out there feeding on plant material. And so if it was mine, I would probably get rid of it, to be honest.
I would
with you.
Definitely get rid of it.
No, they're not edible, dear.
So that's one of my three banes of existence here in Florida is slugs and snails. You know, they're just something that you just got to get rid of.
Yeah, well, because they're going to feed on the tender plants. They love begonias, and they love all different kind of these little leafy-type things and vegetables. They love beans. Oh, they love beans. I had a terrible problem with slugs on my beans, and I'll tell you how I got rid of them. What I did is I put boards down the ground next to the bean plants. And in the morning, I'd go out, and the slugs would be underneath the boards. So I'd go out there, pick them out, put them in some rubbing alcohol. That's what I
did. There you go. Yeah. You know, you can put salt on them, too, and it's really just, just satisfying to see them shrink up.
There you go, yeah.
See, isn't that scary?
Yeah. A real quick one here. We've got to go here soon. Do onions and carrots grow well next to each other in the garden? I had no trouble with onions and carrots. They seem to get along just fine together.
Yep. They're
what
fine.
Do you think?
They're fine.
Okay. Good. Hey, next hour we're talking about bats, right?
We are talking about bats with Heather Mahoney. She's with the City Bats Conservancy, and they're cute little creatures. Wait till you hear about them.
Okay, and we'll have time for your calls, too, 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. So don't go away. This is Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Tom McCubbin, Extension Agent Emeritus with the University of Florida, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call now, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182, 800-238-9182. Again, that's 800-238-9182.